How about names that you've heard Jews call them?
Sheeny.
Okay.
A Shoniker. A Christ Killer.
Okay.
A Jew Bastard. Of course, Sheeny was a common word, Christ Killer.
Uh-huh. Is that pretty common, Christ Killer?
When the kids, I haven't heard that since,
no.
since I was in lower grade of grammar school. We lived in the neighborhood there. There were working people there. And all that.
Do you have any idea about the origin of the word Sheeny and Shoniker, where these words came from?
Shoniker, I know the Jewish kids used to tell the other way, you know, Sheeny means bright.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get me mad, you know.
Yeah.
Sheeny, that didn't get me sore.
Uh-huh.
And the guy is Sheeny, he's smart. They say, look in the dictionary and you'll find the word Sheeny means smart, means bright. That's the way they would use it as a buffer, you know.
Sure.
But the word Shoniker, what they're really meaning, I didn't know that, except that they applied it to Jewish kids.
Can you think of any others besides these four?
Applied to Jews,
No. That's about it.
One common thing was a bitter fighter, like some folks called it something. A Christ Killer, and a Jew Bastard. I don't like to even use it.
Yeah.
I haven't thought of that since I They call him a cut cock.
Oh, yeah?
Did you ever hear that?
No.
Because the Jewish kids were circumcised.
Uh-huh.
And these Irish kids, when they get into a fighting, you know.
Uh-huh.
I haven't thought of that since.
I never heard that.
7, 8 years old. They were a cut cock.
No, you never heard that? No.
Oh, yeah.
Now almost everybody is.
I'm telling you, there are Jewish fellows here born in, I bet they remember when they were kids, someone called them a cut cock.
Exactly.
I haven't thought of that.
No,
I haven't thought of that in 70 years.
No, that's
why I say there's many questions you put up.
Sure.
If I had a chance without asking anybody, Reverend, I'd dig it out of my memory, they'd come up.
Well, that's fine. How about the names for, if you can think of any more later, you tell me. But what about names for other European nationality groups? Names for Germans, for instance.
A German? A krauthead.
Okay.
Meaning that referring to the sauerkraut, you know, krauthead. They often refer to a German, of course they use the word Dutch, because a Dutch is not a German is not a Dutch. They say that Dutch bastard, meaning a German they didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
Or a Dutch, Dutch was used when they referred to a German. Of course, they were not Dutch.
Okay.
But I thought krauthead was a common expression.
Okay. Now, how about names for Polish?
Polak.
How about names?
I know one other one. The Polish people, even grown-ups, would quarrel. And they call each other their name when they shake their fist. You know, I had this, about a year ago, one woman called, a man here, they both have called the same name, a pshakref. That's one of the vilest words these Polish can use.
Yeah.
And I used to, kid, but I never knew what the really meaning of it. I never used it. Pshakref, when they get angry, you know, like some, I say, S-O-B, and you know, you swing the fist and furious, and pshakref. Well, they say the literal, translation of it means a dog's blood or something.
Oh, yeah.
It's a vicious, considered one of the most vicious things you can call a person. And they shake their fists and shout at him, you know, you shot ref. And then the other one, some, he'd repeat it, you know. And the more loudly they screamed at each other, why, the more vicious it's supposed to be.
Shot ref.
I couldn't spell it. I mean, the way they pronounce it.
How about the names for, ever heard names for Lithuanians?
No, I don't.
How about names for Italians?
Oh, Italian, that's a common. From the Italian. A Dago is a common, like they speak to the Jews. A Dago. Spaghetti eater. But Dago was the most common. They used a nasty word, name.
All right, how about names for.